Good evening. Like Darren said, it's been a while since I've got to preach here, and he asked me a couple weeks ago. There we go. He asked me a couple weeks ago when I'd be available, and the Lord made a way tonight for me to be able to come here tonight and preach to you, and I'm going to do my dead level best to mind him and let him take control. Because I stand before you tonight unworthy. I do. I stand before you tonight. I'm a sinner just saved by grace. That's all I am. But tonight the Lord's laid a thought upon my heart. And I want to preach at you the best way I know how. And you pray for me. The devil's giving me a fit this evening. Just like he always does. You men of God, you know what that's about. But we ain't going to let him win. We ain't about that. So if you have your Bibles tonight, we're going to be in the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews and in chapter number 4. Hebrews chapter number 4. And when you found your place, if you're willing and you're able, I'd ask you to please stand in honor and reverence to the reading of the Word of God. Hebrews chapter number 4. We'll begin reading in verse number 12. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. The Bible says, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." That's important right there. "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are," look at this, "yet without sin." Amen. Verse 16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Simple thought that the Lord's laid upon my heart tonight, and that is what the gospel does to our hearts. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you once again for bringing us to your house, God. We thank you for the honor, Lord, and the privilege that it is to be in your house tonight, Lord. And God, I thank you, Lord, once again for the opportunity, Lord, that you've placed in front of me, God, to preach your word one more time, Lord. I thank you, God, for Brother Darren, Lord, and his church, God. And I thank you, Lord, for laying me on his heart, God. And I pray, Lord, that you'd help me, Father. God, that you'd guide my tongue, Lord, that you'd guide my lips, God, that I wouldn't say anything that I shouldn't say or do anything that I shouldn't do, Lord, but that your name will be honored and that your name will be glorified, God. We're here tonight for one reason, and that's to worship you. And Father, I pray that you'd help us, God. I pray you'd fill me up one more time, God. And Lord, let me preach, God, that you've laid upon my heart, God. Be with the hearts and minds of everyone in the congregation tonight, Lord, and I pray that you'd help them to have an open heart, Lord, to this message, God, that it would find a lodging place. And God, I pray, Lord, that you'd lead, guide, and direct in everything that's said and done here tonight. For it's in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. We talk a lot when it comes to the things of God. We talk a lot about our hearts. You know, that's one thing that I always think about. You know, we hear a lot of people say, "Well, when I was saved, Jesus, he came into my heart and he took up residence." And he did, and I thank him for that. You know, we hear that often. We hear, whenever he drew me to come to know him, he tugged on my heart. I couldn't get to him, but he came to where I was and he tugged on my heart. When he saved me, he placed joy in my heart. Jesus Christ has taken up residence in the hearts of Christian folks today. And since that day, we rely on his presence in our hearts. We rely on him to open our hearts to what the preacher has to say. We rely on him to open our hearts to the Word of God. We rely on his Word to find a lodging place in our hearts. And I'm thankful for that tonight. God gives us the gospel news. He gives us this Bible, this Word of God. And it needs to find a place in our hearts tonight, church. It's full of the stories of the days gone by and the many miracles that Jesus Christ performed. And above all, it tells the story of his death, his burial, his resurrection, and how he went to prepare a place for you and I. That ought to find a place in our hearts tonight. But it's always the prayer of the preacher who the Lord's given a thought to or given a passage of Scripture and they're set to preach one night. And it's always the prayer of a preacher. I'm sure Darren, David, Josh, Justin, Luke, I'm sure you can all sit here and say that it's our prayer every time we preach that it resonates in the hearts of the congregation. Amen. It's one thing to sit in the pews in a service and hear the message, but it's another thing when you let it enter into your heart. Wow. See, we come to church a lot, and we don't open our hearts and we don't open our minds to what the man of God has to say. We don't open our hearts and we don't open our minds to what the Word of God says. We come in, we sit here like a knot on a log, and we turn around and go home and eat some chicken and go to bed. That's like how we do a lot. But now I want to encourage you tonight, as I try my very best to preach this with the help of the Lord, to open up your heart to this message and to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Just like Darren said a minute ago, the gospel will help you. It's powerful. I didn't even tell him to say that, and he said it. You see how that works? That's the good Lord. See, the gospel will help you. It'll provide for you. It'll instruct you. And it ain't going to lead you astray. See, many of us, we open our Bibles and we don't expect a blessing from it. We'll sit down and we might open our Bibles and study a little bit. And we might read a passage or two here and a passage or two there. We might finish a good old chapter. But we don't expect a blessing from it. Sometimes we come to church and the good Lord's laid a message upon the pastor's heart or upon whoever it is that's going to stand and preach. He's laid a message on our heart. We don't expect a blessing from it. Church, it's time that whenever it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ, when it comes to the reading of His Word, when it comes to the preaching of His Word, that we expect a blessing. Because He will bless you if you'll come to Him with an open heart and an open mind. We can all leave here blessed tonight, not because of anything that was sung a minute ago, not because of anything that I'm up here rambling about, but because of the good Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel that is true, that is infallible, and it's perfect, church. We don't get blessed because we don't expect to be blessed. Right? We don't get cleaned up and dusted off because we don't expect to get cleaned up and dusted off when we come to His house. All these things are because we just want to open up our hearts to God and let Him do what needs to be done. But tonight the Lord's laid this thought upon my heart to show you what the gospel can do to our hearts. So let's just take a step back. I encourage you to clear your minds. Quit worrying about what's going on. Quit worrying about what you got to do when you get home. Quit worrying about having to get to work in the morning. And just open your heart to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Number one, the gospel pleases our hearts. Oh boy, the gospel ought to please us in many ways. It ought to put a smile on your face. It ought to tickle you pink to hear that old story, to hear that be sung about, to hear that be preached and teached about, to read about it in your free time. We ought to be pleased tonight to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not because of who's preaching it. No. Not because of who's singing about it up here. Not because of who's teaching it back there in the Sunday school room, but because it's the truth. Church, it's true. When we face a hard time, or maybe we've had a hard day and we're down and out, man, we're downtrodden and we're upset, it'll do us some good to read our Bible. You know what? It'll do us some good just to have some time with the good Lord. It might do us some good to go on down to that little old church house and go hear the Word of God preached. It might do us some good to hear those old stories preached and teached about. And I'm going to tell you, church, I don't do as good as I ought to. I don't do as good as art to with it, but I don't want you to think I'm up here trying to beat the gospel into your head and beat it into you without you knowing that it's being beat into mine as I'm preaching it, church, because it's the truth. But I'm focusing specifically on the gospel tonight. See, time in prayer and time in His Word is what we need when we're facing something or even when everything's just fine and dandy. Oh, but preacher, the Bible's got all them crazy words in it, and it talks about the Jebusites and the Amorites and this, that, and the otherites, and I don't know how to read that stuff. Oh yeah, but we'll go sit down and we'll read every Facebook article we see. I'm just saying, we'll go out and we'll read everything on Twitter we see. We'll go out and we'll talk about this one and talk about that one, but we won't get in His Word. Hey, we need to be doing some research. I'm just guilty as anybody, church. I promise you, God wants us to find joy in His Word and in His Gospel. And it might, some of it might be hard to understand to you. Some of it's hard for me to understand, I promise you. But if we'll just seek His face and study, if we'll just seek the gospel, if we'll just seek the truth of His Word, it'll help you, church, and it'll please you. It'll put a smile on your face. You know, there's been many times where I've been down on my luck and man, I've needed to pick me up and I might have tried to do something to get my mind off of it and it only helped me for just a little bit of time. Or I might have tried to do this, that, and the other to get my mind off of it and it only helped me short term. But I'll tell you this tonight, church, the good Lord will help you long term. The good Lord will help you better than anything else in this world will. And sometimes whenever we're just down on our luck, we just need to open that Bible. Just get away from everything. Get away from the television, away from a phone, and just get in it. And He'll please you, church. He'll put a smile on your face. He don't want us to all be mopey. We've got something to be thankful for tonight, church. He don't want us to read the Bible and throw it down and say, well, I didn't get nothing out of that. Seek His face. Seek the gospel. Seek out the truth in His words. Let's open our hearts and let the gospel please us. Number two, the gospel pulls on our hearts. It's pretty safe to say that we've all been in a service before where the good Lord's been doing some tugging on our hearts. Ain't that a blessing? Ain't it a blessing when you're sitting down there in the pews and somebody might be singing about something that was in the Bible. Somebody might be singing about going home to heaven. Or somebody might be preaching about the wonderful things that Jesus Christ did. Or about how He made salvation possible for us. And man, it tugs on our hearts. Is the gospel tugging on your heart tonight? Is it tugging on you? Have you forgotten what He's done for you, church? Say, well, preacher, we can't forget what Jesus did for us. And you might not have forgot it totally, but you don't think about it like you ought to. You know, you think about it. We're spoiled rotten tonight. We are spoiled rotten as Christians. I'm thankful that the good Lord cleansed all my sins in the past. He's cleansed the ones that I've done today, and He's cleansed the ones that I'm going to do. But we forget about what He did for us to get us there, church. You see, it's not nothing we did. It's what He did for us on the cross of Calvary. You see, Jesus forgave and forgot all of our sins, but we've forgotten about how He did that, church. We're forgiven, we're made whole, but if we're not careful, we might fail to let the gospel pull on our hearts, church. Now, how many times have you sat in a church service and everybody's been praising the Lord, and man, it's been great, and you examine your life and examine where you are, examine what you're thinking about, church. You know, I was talking with this... I don't mean that in a bad way, but you think about it, church. We ought to feel something when the gospel's being preached. I was talking about being spoiled rotten. I was talking with this woman in my church one day. She had me come down and help her move some stuff out of her house. She's fixing to do some remodeling and stuff. And she called me and had me come down there. And she got to talking to me, and she's a great woman of God, a great person. She said, Kevin, I'll tell you, when I got saved, I thought I was above sin. I thought, oh goodness, Kim. She said, I thought I was above sin. She said, but it turns out I wasn't. And the good Lord pulled on my heart, and He got a hold of me. Right. And he turned me right back around. Oh, she was saved. She was going to heaven. Her sins was forgiven. Yes. But the good Lord did some tugging on her heart. Yes. She said, boy, was I wrong. And God began to deal with me. Church, we're not above sin. We need not close up our hearts to the tugging of Jesus Christ's word. I want to ask you tonight, do you remember hearing the story of Jesus Christ? You remember what He did for us? Do you let it tug on your heart anymore? Hey, listen, church. Tonight Jesus Christ died for you, and He died for me that we might be saved. That's what He did. And that's all there is to it, church. He died so that we could receive eternal life through Him and Him alone. Does that do something to you, church? Boy, I like to think about that song. I was watching the Bible camp service the other day, and when I turned it on, Darren was singing that, oh, the old story will never grow old. Boy, I'm glad it don't grow old. You know, I'm glad His gospel don't grow old. I like it when it says, oh, it's a story so old, but it's still new to me. Amen. I like that. Bless God. We need not forget what it took to pardon and sanctify us. We need not to forget that. We need to cherish that old rugged cross. Cherish the good news of Jesus Christ, because it's true, church. We need to let that pull on our hearts tonight. Hey, I don't serve a dead Savior tonight. He's alive. Hey, and if that don't pull on your heartstrings, then you might need to come down here and you might need to get some things right. You know, don't ever let that story get old. We ought to shout the house down because Jesus Christ is alive tonight, and the story is ever so true. Number three, the gospel pierces our hearts. You might be saying, whoa, 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 preacher. That's a little disturbing. That's a little disturbing, talking about our hearts being pierced. You've told us that the gospel pleases our hearts, and you've told us that the gospel pulls on our hearts, and now you're telling us that it pierces our hearts. Yes. Amen, it does. Pierces mine every day. Yes. This has been on my heart for the last little bit about the heart-piercing gospel. And I don't know what it was. I was just driving down the road one day, and the thought hit me clear in the head. And I began to think about how it pierces our heart. Sure, it pleases. Sure, it pulls on our heartstrings. But it's also painfully true in its correction, church. Remember, we're not above sin. It's forgiven. It's forgotten. But we still must walk in His ways. Now I want you to know something tonight. I'm just guilty as you are. And I stand here amazed in the presence of God and wonder how He could love somebody as sinful as me. You know, sometimes the gospel can speak to our heart in a way that's true, and it might hurt your feelings a little bit. But we need that tonight. I think about my mama. And I was hoping she'd get to be here tonight, but she wasn't able to. But I think about my mama. Mama's an honest woman. She'll tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. It might hurt your feelings, but she'll tell you the truth. My mama loves me absolutely to death, and I love her to death too. But if I was doing something I didn't need to be doing, mama would tell me right then and there. And man, I might have got mad and said, mama, you ain't got no right to tell me what to do. You ain't got no right to tell me how to live my life. But she didn't do it because she's being mean to me. She did it because she loved me. You might have made me a little mad, but you know what? Ma was right. Shouldn't have been doing what I was doing. And I use that as an example, but the Bible's the same way. It shows us right from wrong. Oh, sure, we'll open up our hearts when we want to be pleased by the gospel, and that's great, but we need to open it up too whenever we need to be corrected, church. See, you and I, we're not perfect. We need correction. We need help, church. Turn over with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. Verse number 16. The Bible says in verse number 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now go on down here to the fourth chapter. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers and having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables. Church, I want you to think about this tonight. There's many people in this world today that's turned their ears away from the correction of the Word of God. That's the truth, church. This world today has turned so far away from the truth of God that it looks like that they don't even want to try to get back on track. There's lost folks that's turned all the way away from God, and there's some saved folks, church, that have turned away from God. It happens. There's people that's backslid. Not only have the lost turned away from Him, but I venture to say that some of the saved have. We neglect the correction of the Bible. And we need it, church. It's true. It's perfect. I promise you. Your pastor, he don't wake up on Sunday morning and say, I get to step on everybody's toes. I get to step on everybody's toes. I get to make people mad. No, that's not what he's doing, church. I don't want to hurt your feelings. Darren don't want to hurt your feelings. But it's the truth of God's Word. It might hurt you just a little bit, but I'd venture to say that if it hurts you, you probably needed it. I was listening to this podcast the other day, and I heard a man say this, when I heard it, I immediately texted Justin and Josh, and I was like, man, this is awesome. But I heard him, he said, we accept Jesus Christ all the time as the Lion, or we accept Jesus Christ all the time as the Lamb of God, but we completely neglect Him as the Lion of Judah. You think about it, church. Think about a lion. A lion's bold. A lion is strong and it's fierce. You think about it, church. A lion is bold and strong and fierce, just like the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Boy, we like the good stuff, but whenever He tells us, whenever the Bible says, hey, this is wrong, we are not to do that. Boy, that hurts us. I'm stepping on my own toes too, don't you worry. But would you open your heart tonight and ask God to show you what you're doing that you don't need to be involved in? Church, there's things I'm doing, I'm sure there's things you're doing. And yeah, it hurts, but we need that correction from His Word. And lastly tonight, the gospel purifies our hearts. We've seen that the gospel pleases our hearts. And we've seen tonight that the gospel pulls on our hearts. And now we've seen that the gospel pierces our hearts. So what do we do with that, church? We need to let the gospel purify our hearts. We sin, we fall short each day. And like I said, I'm preaching this as humbly as I know how. And I need to hear it just as much as you do. But we ought to open our hearts up to the purifying power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You might be trying to deal with it yourself, but you can't. You might be trying to deal with it on your own, but you ain't going to be able to do it. Hey, we need to get on our hands and knees and pray to the good Lord above and ask Him to purify us. We need to get in His Word, put our nose in it and read it and see what it tells us to do whenever we sin. And you know, just like I said, church, He's forgiven our sins if we're saved, past, present, and future. But there's some little things that we might do each and every single day that's displeasing to God. And He wants you to be the best Christian that you can be. Turn with me over here to 1 John chapter number 1. 1 John chapter number 1, the Bible says in verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Verse 10 says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His Word is not in us. Listen to me tonight. If you're saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, yeah, your sins are forgiven. But I believe that He'd have us all open up our hearts tonight and examine ourselves, church. Sure, I believe He would have us open up our hearts and realize what we're doing that we don't need to be doing, what we're doing that we do need to be doing, and what He can do to help us. I'm glad tonight that there's help in this good old book right here, for every sin. There's help in His Word for every worldly struggle that we face tonight. If we just be obedient to Him and we'd open up our hearts, man, and we just open it up just a little bit and let His Word convict us, and let it show us what to do with our struggles and place them in His hands, then we get help from it, church. God don't want you to be caught up in the same old sin. So let's open up our hearts to Him tonight. Let's get out of the way and let's just place these burdens at His feet like His Word says to do. And let Him do what needs to be done. And you know, the Lord gave me this illustration. It's a poor one at best, I know. But I got to thinking about this cup. And it just looks like a regular old cup to you. You can see through the other side of it. But if you'll look real close, there's some little dingy spots in there. There's some little dirty spots. Church, that's kind of like us. Yeah, we're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, but there's some things that we know we do each and every single day that we aren't not to do. I don't like drinking out of a filthy cup. A cup's like a vessel, church. We need to be a willing vessel. One that we would let the Lord clean up. One that we would let the Lord get in there and get all the dirt and the grime and the grit out of there. You know, why don't we come in tonight and say, Lord, I know You've saved me and I thank You for it, Lord, and You know my heart. But there's things that I do every day that I don't need to be doing, Lord, and I want to place it in Your hands. And while you're at it, why don't you just fill her on up? Fill her to the brim, let her run over, good Lord. You think about it, church. This glass, it's clear, but it might have some dingy spots in it. We have a duty to serve God tonight. We have a duty to walk in His ways. That's our job. We're supposed to be doing our very best for Him. Maybe we need to do some spiritual purifying, church. Maybe we need to call out to God and ask Him to cleanse us from the things that we struggle with. Maybe we need to ask Him to help us get in His Word. Help us to get in the church house when the doors are open. We need to call Him and ask Him to help us every single day throughout our walk with Him. And when we do, we need to say, oh Lord, would You just pour that gospel out on me? Would You just fill it up and let it run over? So in conclusion tonight, I want to ask you, are you thankful for His Word tonight? Hey, are we thankful that there's an old story that's ever so true today? Are we thankful tonight that we can trust in Him? Are we thankful tonight for the piercing of our hearts through the gospel of Jesus Christ? We are to be. Oh, it might hurt. Oh, but it's the truth, church. I'm thankful not that His Word pulls on our hearts and that we need not forget His sacrifice. I'm thankful that resonates in the hearts and lives of Christians today. And I'm thankful for that purifying nature of the gospel. It'd be a blessing, church. It would be a blessing if we would come to the house of God every time with our heart just wide slap open. Saying, Lord, You just put it all in there. You give me what I need to have. You give me what I need for the week, and I'll take it with me. I'll let it find a lodging place. Boy, it'd be a blessing if we just sit down and open up that Bible and pray and ask the Lord, Lord, would You show me something here? Lord, would You let it reside in my heart tonight as I'm reading this scripture? Church, I don't know about you, and I don't know the shape that you're in, but would You just open up your heart to Him tonight? Hey, if we just recall that wonderful mercy of Jesus Christ tonight, hey, and let it get back into our hearts, boy, we might have took it for granted. Boy, we might have took it for granted tonight. But why don't you come here tonight and ask Him, Lord, don't let me forget what You did for me. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If we get us a verse or two of invitation here tonight. Why don't you just come tonight and ask Him to help you open up your heart to His Word? Or to help Him show you the way that would please your heart? Or ask Him to help you let that Word pull on your heartstrings? Ask Him to help that Word pierce your heart where you need correction? Oh, preacher, that's a bold prayer. Pray it expecting a bold answer tonight, church. He'll give it to you, church. God wants you to open up your heart tonight to His Word. He wants you to open up your heart to the preaching that you're going to hear here at Bethel this coming Wednesday night and the next Sunday morning. Why don't you ask Him to come, to let you come here and expect a blessing, to let you come here and have it poured out upon you, church. You mind Him tonight, church. Our Father in heaven, Lord, as we come before You tonight, God, we just want to thank You once again for bringing us out to Your house, God. We thank You, Lord, God, for Your Word, Lord, and how it pleases our hearts, and Lord, how it blesses us, God. Lord, we thank You for the correction that it has, God, and we thank You, Lord, that it purifies us, Lord, and we get in it. God, I pray You'd help us. God, tonight as we've met here, Lord, I pray that You'd help us to come back next time with an open heart and an open mind to the message God, that the man of God would preach. Lord, I pray you'd fill him up. Lord, I pray that you'd fill us up and let our cups be running over before we even cross the threshold of the church door. God, I pray for your help upon us. God, I pray, God, that you wouldn't let us take for granted, Lord, that good news, God, of the gospel. Lord, that we wouldn't take for granted that old story, Lord, of how you sent your son, Lord, to die on the cross to save us from our sins, God. Lord, I thank you so much for it, God. I pray tonight that you'd help us, God, as we leave here. God, to let this message find a lodging place in our hearts and lives. God, I pray that I've said and done everything you'd have me to say and do, Lord. And God, I pray that you bless us as we come back at the next appointed time, willing and ready to worship you. We ask in your precious and holy name. Amen.